天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为你是有恩典怜悯，并且是乐意施恩的神。
Because you're full of grace and blessing and is willing to grant us everything that we desire.
主，我们再次靠着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以坦然无惧来到你的施恩宝座前。
And once again, with the loving Lord Jesus Christ and with the precious blood, we can come to your throne of grace fearlessly.
感谢主，你为我们开了借着十字架开了这又新又活的道路。
And thank you, Lord, because of Jesus Christ and what He does, what He has done at the cross, He has opened a way that is new and living.
祝你经过苦难得到荣耀。
And you have been glorified through resurrection, through sufferings.
祝我们今天也一样，我们愿意学习啊，走你自己替我们开的这个道路，让我们知道，祝我们在地上。就是要跟从你。
And in the same way, we would like to follow the path that you have walked so that we know that we are your disciples, that is to follow your ways.
主，求你自己再次向我们说话，扬脸光照我们。
And Lord, may you speak to us and may you shine upon us.
愿我们在你面前的敬拜蒙你的悦纳。
And may today's worship would have found favor in your eyes.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
OK, 好。啊，好，我今天的这个题目有一点比较看了，好像如果是我自己讲的话，你们可能说这个人不属灵，怎么可以来向我们讲话呢？
This might sound a little kind of heavy topic if you're not a spiritual.
很少听到基督徒会说我真是苦啊，应该我们很少听到。
Yeah, and really you would hear a Christian yawn morning that what a wretched man that I am.
我们都会说我们是很有喜乐。
And most of the time we always say we're the blessed one, we're with the joy.
啊，这个也是真实的。其实我们大部分时间是真实的。
This is true as well. And indeed, we are always with joy.
啊，但是保罗呢，他在很多的逼迫之下，他传福音啊，同胞以色列人对他的逼迫，外邦人啊对他的这个逼迫等等之类的很多很多，他在圣经里面都记载。
A pause a different case and imagine his life journey in Christ as he had been persecuted by Romans and been misunderstood by his own people and even put in prison on us through all these difficulties and sufferings. No wonder some people would say, what a wretched man that I am.
不但在这个他的监牢里面啊，他说所有人都背弃了他。
Not only that, when he was put in prison, he sighed that everyone that used to be around him despised him.
甚至他建立的教会哥林多教会也有人都背叛他，都不认他是使徒。
Yeah, even the church that he built by his personal presence, the church in Corinth, some of the disciples actually also betrayed him.
他在这一切上呢，他都以为大喜乐。
And in everything he considered this is a joy, this is a great joy to him.
但是在罗马书的第七章的二十四节呢，他却说我真是苦啊。
But I'd like to single out a very special chapter from Book of Romans, that is chapter 7, in which he sighed, what a wretched man that I am, he said.
他谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Who can rescue me from this dying body?
所以在整个保罗书信里面，就只有这么一节说，我真是苦啊。
And so if we read through or examine all the epistle letters written by Apostle Paul, this is the only place you can find when he sighed, what a wretched man that I am.
保罗有哀伤，他有这个为教会的光景，他感到伤痛。但是呢，他都是喜乐的心在神面前。
And yes, indeed, Paul has his fair share of sad moments when he feels sorry for the churches or the members of the churches or the time they're in. But never, or really, he had ever sighed that what a wretched man that I am.
因此，第七章的解经呢，就有不同的。有人说呢，这是保罗没有信主之前。他说我真是苦啊。
And so that's why that's what made chapter 7 in Book of Romans so special, because some theologists or some Christians argue that this is actually a chapter that Paul separately wrote before he was a Christian.
那有人说不不不，这是保罗信主，他写罗马书的时候他的自己的心情。
But some argue, no, this is not the case. This is must be the moment when Paul wrote this particular chapter when he was in prison.
好，所以我今天就跟各位交通一下我的看法。
And I'd like to share a little bit my thoughts with all of you.
好，那我们知道保罗在罗马书这本书呢，他是什么时候写的呢？
And in order to understand Paul's position in this letter, we have to find out what time he was writing this epistle letter.
他是在第三次宣教快要结束之前写的。
And he wrote this epistle letter when he was approaching to the end of the third mission trip.
他之前写过加拉太书、啊、哥林多前后书。
And before that, he has written the book of Ephesians and also two books of Corinthians.
好，然后呢，在要结束第三次宣教要回耶路撒冷之前所写的。
And so this book of Romans was written on the way when he was approaching to the end of a third mission trip and when he was on the way back to Jerusalem.
所以如果你要说保罗的属灵的成熟不成熟，他应该是很成熟，他的属灵的光景是应该很好的。
Speaking of his spiritual mature, I believe he's being mature enough when he was writing this particular letter of Romans.
在保罗的书信里面呢，罗马书这本书是讲到救恩最为全备的，而且是不容易读的一本书，而且是非常重要的一本书。
And it's historically believed among the saints and the theologies that this is actually one of the hardest book that Paul has written.
所以如果你读保罗的这个罗马书的话，从第一章、第二章、第三章是好，就念到第五章你会很喜乐，因为是什么？是我们因信称义的。所以第三、四、五章在我们讲因信称义的。
So when you first start to read the first five chapters of the book of Romans, you would find it such a joy, a great joy, because this is a faith by justification. You don't have to do any deeds. You were justified by faith.
那第六章说我们受浸以后呢，我们的旧人与他同钉十字架。是我们要过一个奉献的生活，是我们开始呢，不但因信称义，我们要把自己献给神。
And it seems to me that Paul has put such a happy ending for all Christians after the converted Christianity in chapter 2. Because where Paul says that now since you have believed in Jesus Christ, you've been baptized, now you have forsaken all your old self and you live a new life. This is eternal life.
然后你如果把第七章跳过去不要读，那马上跳到第八章，你会觉得很好很顺，然后我们就借着圣灵可以得胜了，可以得荣耀了。
Yeah, indeed. If you skip chapter 7 and move on to chapter 8 and onward, you'll find such a joyful life the Christian is going to enjoy because after the justification, you're going through the sanctification.
然后因为你会觉得说，哎，这样比较顺畅啊，因为这样整个的流程属灵的经历。是很顺畅的。
And you'll find such a smooth transition from new believers to matured Christians.
但是呢，保罗却插了第七章在这里面，让我们看到我们的真人的我们的真面貌，就觉得说，哎呀，真是丑陋啊。
And but chapter 7 is such a revealing chapter that reveals the true nature even for Christians.
好，所以我稍微这样做个比喻好了。你把前面的三四五章呢，保罗就好像是一个，你知道盖房子，先把蓝图画在那里给你看，这是我们要盖的房子，多么漂亮，在这里。
Yeah, so let me give an example to better understand the book of Romans, especially for the first five chapters. So Paul built a beautiful house, but it's not finished. It just shows you the blueprint of such a beautiful house. So it tells you what a joy to be a Christian.
我记得我们这个这里要盖房子的时候，我们的旧房子是小小的，那地很大，可是旧房子很小，小小旧旧。
Yeah,
然后我们的建筑师就是九，就帮我画了一个很漂亮的一个教堂的图。
Yeah, so that brings me back the good fond memories back like maybe 20-30 plus years ago that when we still used to get together in a very small crowded house and we were about to build this sanctuary, this church, and when architect Brother Joe printed this beautiful blueprint to show to us that what this is our future home.
然后呢，我们在大概是2000年左右，我们就开始。破土开始盖，这整个拆的乱七八糟， 你如果看那个图啊，非常难看。
So pretty much in probably around 2000 years, 2000, when we finally start to break the ground and start to build, and when and of course you could imagine that when the ground was broke, when we broke the ground and get everything ready, it was such a mess.
啊，我们在四十年的庆祝的时候放那个 video， 你大家看到了，那个卡车啦，什么建筑树砍掉啦，然后这个旧房子的车库都把它给。
Yeah, so during our 40-year anniversary celebration, we've shown you the PowerPoints to show the pictures of that construction 20 years back. That this is a construction site, and the cars or trucks are moving and removing the trash, and also have to remove the old small house that we used to get together. So this is quite a mess because this is what we call construction site.
这就是罗马书第七章要说的。
And this is actually exactly what chapter 7 of the book of Romans is about to tell us. It's a construction site.
但罗马书没有停在这里，它让你看见最后的荣耀。神要让不但只有我们得赎，第八章说，连万有万物都要得赎，整个万物呢，在人的最狭制之下呢，终于要得赎。
And but Paul doesn't stop there. Paul doesn't stop there, but just telling us that we are actually a construction. We are a project on the construction. But rather, in chapter 8, Paul continues to tell us that when we are finished, when the construction is finished, we are going to be everything. Everything, including us, the humanity, will be redeemed and free from sin.
那你看我们今天教堂盖好了，是不是很漂亮？
And so as we are seeing and living, literally sitting in this beautiful construction we call home, isn't that beautiful?
所以保罗说我真是苦啊，他没有停在这里啊，靠着我们主耶稣基督，这一切都可以胜过的。
And yes, indeed, Paul did sign in chapter 7, what a wretched man that I am. But he doesn't stop here, but rather he continues to move forward into to the very end.
好，那我稍微讲一下，就是啊，罗马书的第六章呢，是想我们要向罪死，向罪，我们是死，我们的旧人与他同钉十字架，让我们罪身灭绝，犯罪的身体已经灭绝了，不再做罪的奴仆。是讲了第六章讲到向罪死了。
So in chapter 6, the preceding chapter, Paul tells us that how we become a new creation. In other words, that our old self is dead so that we are no longer live under the sin, the bondage of sin.
好，那第七章的前半段呢，七章的一到十三节讲向律法死的。
And Paul continues in chapter 7, the first 14 verses that we are dead to the law.
那我们今天读可能没有什么感觉，如果犹太人读的话，他们在律法之下，他们感觉很深刻。
And as the New Testament Christians, we're reading this chapter or this book of Romans, we probably don't feel anything. But if considering that if we step in the shoes of those Israelites who used to live under the law, and when they're reading this chapter of a book of Romans, it must be very eye-broadening thing to them.
所以如果你看犹太人，他们从摩西颁布律法，然后献祭，一直到主耶稣的这个时代呢，有一千多年的历史，他们就靠着行律法在神面前被称义，被赦免罪，所以他们一辈子就是守律法。你跟他讲说不要守律法，
yeah.
这是有多大的冲击，你可以想象。
Yeah, and imagine we have to give Israelites some circumstances. Consider that they've been living or under the Mosaic law for about 1,000 years when they were born and raised up and be told that to observe the law all the time. And now suddenly Paul is telling them that no, you are dead to the law. You don't have to practice law, observe the law all the time now.
那第七章的下半段，从十四节开始呢，又开始给他讲，保罗讲一个问题，就像对于罪跟律法这两件事情呢，是他很大的挣扎。
And so, from verse 14, from chapter 7, the book of Romans, and onward, Paul continued on the topic on the law and body, and which she found a great struggling experience, or where he has been struggling with.
好，那我们先今天就读啊罗马书七章的十四节，我们念到二十五节。
So we are going to read the scripture from Book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 14 through 20, 21.
25. 好，我们就好，我想我们中文读就好，因为时间怕不够，我们就读中文，
yeah.
英文就看着好不好？
Yeah. So you don't have to read it in English. We just let's read the Chinese and let's read them together.
好的，我读中文。好，我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。若我所做的是我所不愿意的，三啊，好啊，既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我也知道，在我里头，就是肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。好，所以这边就保罗把他的自己里面的经历他已经这么多年是一个可以说是个属灵的基督徒了。
And here Paul is revealing to us his spiritual struggle between the law and the good law, the law of good, the law of God, and the law of sin. And as being a mature Christian, it is very revealing.
好，他说呢，我立志为善，但是呢是由得我，可是行出来却由不得我。
And he said that in my will is a present, but what I do is not good.
不但这样，第十八、十九节更说呢，我所愿意的善我不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
And furthermore, in verse 18 through 19, it says, For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for the willing is a present to me, but the doing of the good is not.For the good that I want, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want.
好，那这边就讲到一个叫什么内心的律，什么肢体犯罪的律，肉体的律等等之类的律。
And so Paul here talk about a lot of laws. He see the different laws in the members of the body. So there is a law of my mind, a law of his mind, and also a law of sin.
那什么叫律呢？我们都可以知道，我们读过物理的都知道定律，对不对？
And so, if you are a student of physics or math, you know exactly what law is.
律就是说你是不能够违反它的。
And so, law means that this is something that is you cannot against.
好，譬如说，圣经说，我们从亚当夏娃的后代，我们都有罪在里面，罪的律在我们里面控制的。就我们人活下来就在罪的控制之下，没办法脱离的，你是脱离不了的。这个叫律。
And so, as the Bible telling us that since the fall of man, we live under the law of our body, that is sin.
我们今天有谁不是受地心引力吸引呢？
And in the same way that we all living under the gravity, right? We live in this earth, on this earth.
如果你知道地球飞的速度有多快，我们每天都在太空飞行。
And you see, and imagine actually the earth moves and rotates and how fast it literally flies. So in the same way, we fly along with the earth.
我们常说要去旅行，其实我们每天都在太空旅行。
And we
all, 飞得太快了。
Yeah, we always talk about traveling to some of the place for vacation, but actually we're traveling all the time, every single second.
Sorry, 如果不是地心引力吸引我们，我们早就飞出去了。
And luckily, with the gravity, we're able to stick to this earth. We are not able to fly to the outer space.
So, this is called 律。律就是说你没办法脱离，这个叫律。
And so, this is the law of gravity, or in other words, many laws that we simply cannot be against or free from.
所以圣经把这个说罪的律，还有这个神的律啊，圣灵的律，这些都是什么？你只要照着这个律呢，你就可以活得好好的。
So the Bible is telling us a lot of laws. Say the law of God, law of oh self, law of a body. So if we live within the law, you are free from it. You live rather freely.
那飞机为什么可以飞呢？他知道有这个地心引力，他违反它，他就做一个例吧。如果一个人不信邪，他说我就是不信邪，我就要飞，他一定摔得很惨。
Yeah, and so you see, nowadays we're using all kind of transportation such as gravity through some mechanism. But if you try to fly by yourself, most of time or all the time you're gonna fall. You're gonna fall from to the ground again.
好，所以我们刚刚讲过，保罗如果把罗马书第七章你不要看它，那不是很好吗？我们已经因信称义了，我们又奉献自己给神了，重新我们为神活了。那不是很好吗？不是像王子跟公主每天生活快快乐乐的吗？
So if we, once again, let's get back to chapter 7. So like I said earlier, if we skip chapter 7, it's like a happy ending to a romantic novel or a romantic story. The princess and the prince of charming, they got married and lived happily ever after. But is that so?
我们就自动变成一个新人了，
And we automatically become a new couple or a new creation.
其实我刚信主就是这样认为。And、我想说我信了耶稣了，我就这个人就通变好了。And、好像这是我刚开始也不懂真理，就是这样相信，也这样认为，活了几年。
Yeah, this is exactly what I thought when I first became a believer of a Christianity. I used to believe that if I become a Christian and confess my sin, I would automatically become a good man and live happily ever after, sin free.
好，这有一个，这是在这个英国伦敦的 The Times， 就是《泰晤士报》，他就有一天呢，就是啊，向这些作家呢发出一个问题。他说呢，这个世界到底出了什么问题？
Yeah, so this is a story that has been circulating for ages. That many years back, at the Times, the newspaper sent out an inquiry to many famous authors or writers. And the title is, What's Wrong with the World?
这是真实的，这是真实的，不是捏造的，是真实的。
So this is a true story.
然后他就说，就有一个人就回信了。
And so one of the authors replied.
这个人叫
Chesterton,
yeah. Yeah. 他说啊，编辑大人，我就是那个最大的错误。
And this is one and only Mr. Chesterton replied, Dear sir, I am. So in other words, that he confesses he is. What's wrong with the world? He is. This is where the world got wrong.
啊，我们知道，自从亚当夏娃犯罪，他们就把问题指向什么？别人。亚当说是因为夏娃你造的，夏娃说 no 是因为蛇你造的、
yeah.
所以都把责任推给别人，但这个人蛮诚实的，他说那个人问题就是我。
So ever since the fall of man, if you revisited the story in book of Genesis, you know that since the fall of man, Adam finger pointed to Eve, accusing her to be the one who did who made a mistake. But Eve in turn pointed out to the serpent, accusing the serpent to be the one to blame. So we've been stuck in this kind of a blame game for ages. But at least Mr. Chesterton is honest. He confessed that he is the mistake. He is the one who has been doing something wrong.
好，那我们就来讲一下罗马书的解释，第七章的解释呢，基本上有三种不同的解释。
And here,
就是解经的观点。
Yeah, so here's the breakdown of the different interpretations of chapter 7 in book of Romans.
啊，也许你们读的有更多，但我基本上我把它归纳成这三个不同的观点的解经。
Yeah, so you might have a different perspective, but it's okay. But at least this is actually the three interpretation that I understand and I kind of concur with.
啊，第一个就是说呢，罗马书第七章是讲没有得救的人。
So, yeah, one of the arguments or understanding interpretation is that it is addressed to, the chapter 7 is addressed to non-believers.
啊，你看他说这个第七章的第五节啊，我念给你们听哈。
And if we read the verse 5 from chapter 7, let me read out that to you.
他说，因我们属肉体的时候，那因律法而生的二欲就在我们肢体中发动，以致结成死亡的果子。
So verse 5, it says, For while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in the members of our body to bear fruit for death.
你这边他英文就讲了 ,we were, 就是我们过去的意思 ,we were in the flesh,、
yeah.
就在我们过去保罗在讲过去过去的时候。Yeah.
So if you pay attention to the English version, there is a tense, Paul used the past tense to describe what happened in the past.
那第九节说我以前没有律法是活着的但是诫命来到罪又活了我就死了。
And so in verse 9, it says, I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin became alive and I died.
他说 I was once, 就我过去、哦、就讲到过去。所以有人就说、哎、那这本书第七章是讲到保罗过去的经历不是现在。
And so once again, this is a past tense Paul is using. So people may argue that this chapter is addressed to those non-believers or describing what Paul has becomeBefore he became a Christian.
然后你如果再看这个、啊、约翰一书的三章第九节，约翰、啊、老约翰写他说：“凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他也有神生的。”
三章几节
啊？对不起，三章九节。
Oh, okay, alrighty.、
啊、
so once again, like Apostle John in Book of First John, 3:9, it says now one who is born of God practices sin. No one who is born of God practices sin because he sees abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
不然你看吧，这里不是说了吗？凡神生了就不应该犯罪啊，怎么会犯罪呢？
And people may argue saying, you see, even Apostle John argued that if a man is born of God, he cannot sin, and no Christian should sin.
所以我们查经的时候呢，或者我们跟有些弟兄姐妹是这样观点看，他说如果你是、还犯罪的话，代表你没有真正得救，有没有听过这样的话？
Yeah.So some of the Christians truly believe this is true because if you're born of God, you shall not practice sin. So if you still continue to practice or commit sin, that means probably part of you have not been saved yet.
那这样就让一些基督徒怎么样开始担怀疑了？那到底我有没有得救？就产生这种问题了。
Yeah.
你们有过这种经历？我在查经就有遇到这样的人，而且他就开始怀疑，别人就开始怀疑了。那我有没有得救呢？他们就问这个问题了。
Yeah.
那、啊、怎么解释呢？怎么样才叫得救呢？就要开始讨论，一大堆就出来了。
Yeah, that would discourage quite some brothers and sisters, especially that cast the doubt into the heart to see and wonder if they truly saved. And that usually always spark a lot of discussions or debates. And then we have this kind of a long and lengthy discussion or debate on that particular topic.
我记得我以前讲过，我现在再讲一次，说我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，不是靠行为，免得有人自夸。这是以弗所书的二章大概八节说的。
And I always stick firmly to the saying or to the verses that Apostle Paul says in Book of Ephesians. It says that we were justified by faith, not by our deeds.
换句话说，我们得救的根基是建立在耶稣已经替我赎罪，耶稣已经替我付上这个代价的基础上。这个事实上，我是得救的。我只要相信这个，接受这个，不是因为靠我的行为，说我今天做的比较好，我犯罪比较少，我才得；我犯罪多了，我就不。不是这个意思的。每个人的光景不一样，所以我们不能够说这个人好像他没有得救，我们就开始怀疑。你要记得我们的得救是在一个根基上，耶稣基督替我罪死了这个事实根基上。
And as a matter of fact, I truly believe and firmly convinced that our salvation actually is laid on the firm foundation as that Jesus Christ has died for the sake of us on the cross and he shed his blood to cleanse our sins. So whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. There is no argument about that.
不是我今天觉得我今天比较好，好像我就得救。那明天呢？我好像我这个人就不太好，我今天活得不好啊，在神面前亏欠了，那我就怀疑我的得救。这个是不对的，不是我们的感觉。
Yeah. So if we judge a person who is a Christian or not by his doing, we might always trap us into confusion that if he's good today, he must be a good Christian. If he's not good today, he may not be a Christian. So that would cause us into this kind of a lengthy discussion or debate or confusion.
曾经有姐妹跟我讨论圣经的问题，讨论完以后她说呢，我虽然我的圣经的知识跟属灵的真理认识没有你多，但我相信我在得救的跟信心上没有比你少。
Yeah, so I used to have a Bible study with a group of a sister and a brother. One of the sisters approached me and by saying that I may not know the scripture or I may not memorize the verses better than you do, but I do believe that as far as Christianity is concerned or faith is concerned, I'm no less than you.
所以我说我完全同意，这个姐妹是有看见。我说我完全同意你的说法，这是合圣经的。
And that sister has a good insight into the Christianity and under the Bible, so I fully agree with her.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们对得救的根基，我们一定要自己知道，牢牢的记得，我是得救，我只要接受耶稣基督的宝血。圣经说没有问题，你是得救的。
So my dear brother and sister, I'd like to encourage you to bear this mind all the time that our salvation does not ground or does not lay on the doings that we do, but rather on our understanding or our belief in what Jesus has done for us.
但是有人如果故意，就是故意的，圣经也明明警告我们，如果故意的，我就是故意犯罪，抵挡神的啊，这种我们的心态，我们的确是要。的确我们要在神面前要醒察，就是圣经有警告过我们的，这样子的人重钉耶稣十字架的不再有得救的。
And so the Bible also warns that be mindful that if you intentionally to practice sayings as if to see that God's grace would abound in you, this is very wrong thinking. And like I said, like the Bible says that even the resurrection, what Jesus has done on the cross and his resurrection won't save you because you do not believe him.
那有人说呢，啊，这个我接受啊。信了耶稣的基督徒还会犯罪，我接受。那但是这个是属于属肉体的基督徒，什么意思呢？就是在基督里面是婴儿。
And some other Christians would argue that yes, I agree that our faith is just we are justified by faith, not by doing or by deeds. But for those who still sin against God, even they're Christians, I would call them as infants in Christ.
那我们读一下哥林多前书的三章一到三节啊，我读给你们听啊。First Corinthians.
Oh, First Corinthians. Okay. Now let's turn to the book of Corinthians.
啊。第一章啊，不，第三章一到三节，好，我念中，用中文就好，英文就不用念。
Yeah.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能，你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这些岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
Yeah, so this is from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. It reads, And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual man, but as to man of flesh, as to infants in Christ.
好，就是说我们当基督徒开始的时候，的确是像小孩一样，我们就是没有奶吃，我们就哭了。啊，一样道理，我们是肉体是胜不过罪，这是可能的。
So indeed, as we first believe in Jesus Christ, or as a new believer, so we could be treated as the infant in Christ because we do not understand him yet.
所以有人就说，保罗写这个是给属肉体的，还是小孩的基督徒说的？但是我们刚才也讲过了，保罗写这个信的时候呢，他不是初信的，他是已经很老练的基督徒了。
Yeah, so the second interpretation of chapter 7 says that it is addressed to infants in Christ. In other words, new believers. I would rather argue that when Paul is writing this book of Romans, he's been a very mature Christian himself.
好，那第三个观点是说呢，这个是对所有基督徒说了，不管你属灵是婴儿，或者是属灵大人，或者是在属灵里面已经非常非常老练的。
Yeah.
都危险，都有可能会。
And the third interpretation or third argument of this chapter 7 is actually it is addressed to all Christians, new and old, matured or infant.
好，我们来看一看第七章的，好，第七章的一到十三节呢是过去式在写的，如果英文的话你看了。
Yeah.
那从14章到25，14节到25节，7章14到25节，它是用现在式的 I am。
Yeah, so interestingly enough, as I mentioned earlier, the chapter 7 is a sort of kind of transition chapter between the preceding chapters and following chapters, because in chapter 7, verse 1 through 13, Paul used the past tense to write it. But from verse 14 and onward to the end of the chapter, Paul is using the present tense to write it.
好，那你念一下第十五节。
And I'm going to read verse 15. For what I'm doing, I do not understand. For I'm not practicing what I would like to do, but I'm doing the very thing I hate.
好，如果你听英文就是 I'm doing, 就是我现在做的。你看到没有？保罗不是说过去，他说现在。所以从第十四节开始呢，他都用现在时在讲。
And if you pay attention to chapter 7, you would notice that starting from verse 14, 15 and onward to the end of the chapter, Paul is using the present tense to write this letter.
好，所以我们可以相信保罗写这个书的时候，他说的这个我真是苦啊，我里面有征战，不是过去，是他信主之后，而且不是他为属灵的婴儿，是他在现在的时候还是有这个挣扎。
And indeed, when in the second half of the chapter, in the chapter 7, when Paul signed that what a rash man he is, and he figured out there is a war inside of him, he is showing us what he's been going through even as a matured Christian.
好，我们知道在教会的历史里面呢，有一些都是造成很大问题，不是不信的，也不是出信的，都是属灵里面的领袖。
And if we examine the church history, you would find out many strifes and biggest fights that ever happened occurred among those who are most matured spiritually.
其实教会的问题大部分都不是那些属灵的婴儿小孩，都是大人。也就是说，你家吵架是小孩吗？你家会有问题是小孩吗？都是大人引起的，一样教会道理。
Yeah.
教会里面的出了问题的，我讲问题是大问题，不是一般的那种。都是因为领袖出了问题，是不是这样子？你们看过各教会是吧？代表我们人。好 ，sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So, like I said, and like I mentioned, imagine what usually would happen to your own family that is close to your home. That usually the biggest fight are always sparked by the arguments or the fights between the parents, not by children. So, likewise, the biggest fights or the biggest split caused by the biggest splits ever occur to the churches through the history of a church, you'll find out usually that caused by the most matured or the leaders.Of the church.
OK, 好，我们现在再看一下，我们再把二十二节到二十四节，我都拿出来，我们再念一次。
And I'd like to show you once again these verses from verse 22 through verse 25.
好，我们英文跟中文多念哈，先读中文英文再念。
And once again, in order to emphasize this scripture, I'd like to read this in first in Chinese, followed by English.
因为按着我里面的意识，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death?
好，保罗说 wretched man that I am, 不是说 I was.现在就是现在、yeah. 我这个人都是好苦啊。
And so you see, Paul didn't sign here is like, oh, what a rash man I used to be. No, no, no. He is still a rash man even till today.
好，所以这边有一个就是他说按着我里面的意识，他原文是 the inner man, 就是我里面的人，里面有另外一个人。
And so pay attention to Roman chapter 7, verse 22 to 24, that it says that according to my inner man, as Paul described himself as the inner man.
我是喜欢神的律，那圣经也告诉我们就是不信的人是与神为仇的，不能够服神的律，在罗马书第八章。 你们记得这个吗?
And so bear in this mind that Paul says that I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. So Paul continues in chapter 8 by saying that those who do not believe in God actually is always against the law of God.
罗马书8章7节说, 原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇, 因为不服神的律法。
And so in chapter 8, verse 7, it reads, Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so.
所以保罗说, 按着我里面有一个人,不是那个旧人哦, 是一个新的这个人啊, 我是喜欢神的律法的。
And so Paul says, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. In other words, this is a new self or new creation.
因为圣经告诉我们说呢, 我们的旧人呢, 不但是与神为仇, 而且是根本不能够服神的律法, 不会喜爱的, 是厌恶神的律法的。
Because according to Paul in chapter 8, Paul says that our old self, it not only that does not found favor or does not like the law of God, but rather sin against the law of God.
有没有一个不信的人说我喜欢读圣经?
And did you have you ever heard anybody who's never a believer told you that tell you that I love to read the Bible? I really enjoy reading this, and I benefit a lot from that.
所以我们就知道保罗这个时候他讲什么了？是他得救的，他已经得救了。他说我喜爱神的律法的，我里面有一个人呢，我是喜爱神的。
And so in the water, Paul says that I joyfully concur with the law of God in the new creation, that is the inner man.
好，那23节呢又说呢，但肢体中另有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
But here is the struggle. But I see a different law in the members of my body, waging one against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members.
好，所以我们都知道律法的目的啊，在加拉太书就讲很清楚了。律法的目的不是让我们可以称义。
And so, and according to the book of Ephesians, the law does not actually justify us, but rather let us know what is good, what is right, and what is wrong.
有一个人说他有一个人很努力想要不生气。
And so, let me tell you a story. A brother or sister, a person trying to try to practice patience, the lesson of patience.
每个人，我们每个人有没有立志说不生气？
Yeah, I'm sure the parents or the individual, I'm sure you always encourage yourself to be patient, to be more patient. And since we desire to do great things in the future when we were young. Yeah, so as we grow older, we determine or we desire to be more patient with the people around us.
立志不吵架就好了，不跟我太太吵架，不跟我先生吵架，这是我最大的意志。Yeah,
so our biggest achievement could be like not argue with, be patient with a spouse, not argue or not fight with a spouse.
有一个人就想要训练一下忍耐，就不要生气，忍耐。
So here comes the story of such a case that one of the brother sister tried to practice the lesson of patience.
他在家里就背着一个重担，背在那里，常常在背着重担，然后挑在那里呢，就是要忍耐。
And so he tried to follow. He determines to follow the example of Jesus. So he carries a big burden on his back and practice being patient, practice patience.
然后呢，有一天他。 朋友来看他。
And one day, one of his friends knocked the door and visited him.
他说,某某人,你在干什么呢?
And the friend asked him, hey, what are you doing?
他说,你没看我在忍耐。
And so that man replied to him, don't you see that I'm practicing being patient, carrying the burden?
我就背着这个重担呢,让我这个人受苦,我要忍耐。
Yeah, you see, don't you see that clearly that I'm carrying my burden on my back and I'm suffering and trying to be more patient with my suffering.
那这个人在问他说,某某人你在做什么?
And once again, his friend asked him, hey, what are you doing, man?
他说,我在忍耐啊。
And he said, hey, I'm trying to practice being patient.
然后他问过,再问几次以后,这个人就发火了。我跟你讲这么多次,你还不行,我真的忍耐啊。他就开始发火了。
Yeah, so the conversation goes on forth, back and forth a couple of times until that man breaks out his patience and by saying, why you keep asking me this? Don't you see that I'm being practicing patience?
所以你看,我们要忍耐,其实肉体是不行。
And you see, it's easy to break out, right? It's easy to break whatever we've been doing.
这是我们的光景。我们说不生气，但别人刺激一下，我们就生气了。
And this is the true spiritual reality that as we are trying to do something, we simply cannot do it.
这是圣经里面说的罪的律。这个律是逃不掉的。你在救人的生活是逃不掉，你的思维都在救人的里面是逃不掉的。
And this is exactly what Paul says here in verse 23, that see a different law in the members of our body, waging one against the law of our mind and making us a prisoner of the law of sin.
好，所以保罗说，我真是苦，他讲的是这个，而不是说他的肉体很苦，逼迫很苦，不是他讲，他内心里面的挣扎
And indeed, because of this, not because of his suffering, not because of what he had been going through, but rather being actually the war that has been waging against his own mind, he cited that what a rash man he is.
好，所以我们刚刚读的那段二十二节到二十四节呢，它里面有讲到一些个名词的，里面的人喜欢神的律，心中的律，这些都什么？都讲先人说的。
And so we pick up a few of the terminologies in it, through the previous passage that there are a couple of words such as a new self or the law of God or the inner man or the law of my mind.
好，他说我里面呢是喜欢神的律的。
And so Paul says that I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man.
他讲了里面呢是那个重生啊的新人。在那个部分呢，他是喜欢神的律。他救人呢，仍然是不喜欢神的律。
Yeah, he refers to this new self or the new creation ever since he believed in Jesus Christ. But the law of sin, which is still against the law of God.
哦，那救人呢，他就说肢体中另有个律。啊，肢体中犯罪的律，这个讲旧人说的。
And so if you see this line, there is old self. This is a different law in the members of his body or in our body.
好，那取死的身体呢？这是一个旧人的形象化的表现。
And when Paul talking about the body of this death, it's a visualization of old self.
啊，据这个啊解经的考证，他们是说，在罗马的时代，保罗的时代。
And so according to some theologies and also the documents they have examined.
他说呢，在罗马的时代，一个如果犯重罪的人呢，他们怎么惩罚他呢？
And so, and back in the Roman Empire days, if a man committed a serious crime or a severe crime, what kind of a punishment he's expected to receive?
他就用一个死人的尸体呢，跟他绑在一起，口对口，面对面。
And I believe that this is actually that used to be a said about it. It's actually called the strapping of the dead body. In other words, that a dead corpse is actually strapped at the bare back of the criminal.
所以就是好像一个那个救人那个死的人呢、啊，跟你绑在一起这样的。这个还算客气，在后面他是。
Yeah. So, in other words, that you are kind of strapped with a dead, a decomposed body, face to face, or probably on your back.
好，所以保罗说，我怎么样脱离这取死的身体，就这个死的身体跟我绑在一起，我怎么样把它给推掉呢？怎么样脱离呢？他没办法脱离的。
And so if we keep that image in your mind, and while I get back to examine what Paul has said, that what a wretched man that I am, that I'm bound to this body of death. So I'm sure you have a visualization of this kind of a death, the body of this death.
好，所以你知道他是有个形象在那里，他就说呢，我好像是跟一个死的尸体绑在一起，我是苦得不得了。讲它里面新人跟旧人绑在一起，
yeah.
那个形象给你看。
So have this kind of a visual in your mind, or just have this visual that when Paul said that what a wretch man that I am, that I was being strapped with my old self. This is a corpse, corrupt, and leaking the poisons to my own body. So what a wretch man that I am.
好，所以我们说基督徒会不会犯罪？有人说不应该犯罪啊，但是圣经也说啊，你的确是凡从神生的不犯罪。但约翰也说了，约翰一书的一章九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净一切的不义。
And so indeed, once again,
First John 1,
yeah, First John. So once again, if we look at First John chapter 1, verse Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
好，那保罗在罗马书第六章也说，第六章是说我们的旧人跟他同钉十字架，让我们的罪身灭绝，不再做罪的奴仆，很好，对不对？就是好像画一个蓝图这样的，很好。但是呢，他又说了。
Yeah, so and if we get back to the book of Romans chapter 6, Paul says that believers are dead to sin, but alive to God. So this sounds like a really happy ending or happy beginning of a Christian, right?
但罗马书六章十二节他又说了，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。
Yeah, but Paul continues in chapter 6, verse 12, that bear in mind, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts.
第十三节说，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的奴仆，而的器具。
And do not go on the presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness.
如果你的父母叫你说，开车慢一点，不要超速，代表什么？你会超速吗？你会的，所以保罗说，不要容罪在你身上作王，就是你会让罪在你身上。也就保罗现在讲说，我们的罪身跟他同钉十字架，罪身灭了。但是接着六章十二节又说，不要代表说，我们这个人会开快车的，我们这个人会什么？
Yeah, so like your parents when you are younger, when you start to learn how to drive, your parents always tell you that do not drive slow or don't go speedy. What do they try to tell you? Because they're sure that you're going to go speedy or you're going to drive real fast. So in the same way, when Paul says here in chapter 6 that we are no longer, we're dead to the old self or to sin, but alive to God. But in chapter 7, Paul warns us that bearing this mind, do not practice sin again, because he assures, as he has experienced, that we are going to sin again.
在年轻人里面呢，年轻人的开车里面呢，我很少看到有人不超速的，只有一个人。
And so among all the young men and young women that I know, I only see one who is never go speedy or never drive real fast.
因为没想到，我就想到这，我就非常好笑。只有我儿子不会超速。
Okay, now here's the answer. Only my son wouldn't go speedy.
我们有一次跟他一起从教会回家，他的车子就永远是最慢到家的。
And I used to remember that back in those years that he still would live with us and we drove together from one place to back to home. But he's always the last one to get home.
我们一起去玩，然后让他开车，我常常要跟他讲快一点，快一点。
Yeah, and every time I sit in this car and hang out and go someplace for fun, I have to tell him, please go a little faster.
因为呢，你太慢了，别人一直超车过去，我就很不舒服。
Yeah, and I'm sure you share my feeling that if anybody cut me and drive and pass me, you always feel a little kind of mad or upset.
像我女儿开车是很快，常超速，所以我应该讲你要开慢一点，开慢一点。
Yeah, so my daughter is the opposite. She always drive fast and go speedy, so I have to let her know that drive slow, a little slower.
所以圣经里面常讲说不要不要不要，他一直告诉你，我们就是我们很容易会去换的，所以圣经家不烦起，就是像父母亲一样一直跟你叮咛。保罗就是跟你讲不要不要，所以这告诉我们什么呢？我们基督徒也是很危险的，因为这个属灵征战是很危险的。魔鬼是挑，不是挑那些不追求的，挑最追求的基督。你越追求热心的，魔鬼越挑你。
And so like your parents do, the Bible always telling us you shall not do this, you shall not do that, because God is very aware that how much we're in the risk of sin against his law.
好，那我们现在讲生活的操练。好，第一个我们要知道从就是我们要奉献给神的时候呢，又为神热心的时候，不要忘记你的旧人呢也在那边热心的要出来。
Yeah, so now we get back to the application, the practices of a spiritual life. So when we offer ourselves to God and are zealous for God, even the old self is still alive and working.
好，那我们就不用看圣经的那些。好，我就讲一个故事给你们听。一个人如果 非常有热心要为自己的家乡社区来做一点善事的话，他就会捐钱修桥补路，是不是？
And so now let me give you an example and to illustrate or to demonstrate the practice of spiritual life. Say if a man or a woman who's been mature enough and old enough and can afford to actually get back to the community, get back to the village or get back to the town that he used to live, it's quite a natural for him or for her to make a donation and to build a bridge or to make the facilities a little easier for everybody living there.
但是如果没有人表扬他，也都没有人知道，他这个人内心会怎么？很不舒服。他总希望这个社区总要表扬我一下吧。
But I'm sure that as he, like any other human being, that he or she desires a kind of recognition. So if he does all these things without being named or being a kind of a, being a, being recognized, I'm sure he or she would feel a little kind of a sad or maybe disappointed.
我讲的这是人的天性，不是基督徒或复活基督徒，就人的天性就是会这样子，他总是需要要让人知道他做花这么大的这个钱时间，他去为社区做这么多事情，都没有人知道他。
Yeah, so I'm talking about the human nature, not being a true Christian. So man desires to be recognized for all the time and money and efforts that he or she's been contributing to the village or the town that he used to live. And I'm sure everyone, that's human nature, wants to be recognized.
So 我们为神热心很好，但我们要记得我们的旧人也在那边工作着。
And so, yes, indeed, it's good and it's wonderful to be zealous and to be a fervent in serving the Lord and serving the church. But bear this mind very clearly that your old self is well and is sound.
好，那我们看一下有一个最后讲的一个就是说我们在教会里面常常听到说我们要殷勤服事，要火热。对不对？有这样子，就是罗马书的十二章的十一节，他说呢，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
So as the slide goes, we have been always receiving such a kind of encouragement from our leaders of the church, saying, "No lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord."
但我们听到弟兄姐妹劝告我们，不要太过热心，免得你肉体出头了，要先祷告。让神感动你，神没有感动就不要服侍，有没有听过这样的话？
Yeah, but on the other hand, you're always receiving the advice from the senior brothers and sisters at the church that do not to be too zealous, and so that you could easily get, but rather seek God's will. If you have such kind of a burden dawn onto you, then you could come out and come forward and serve.
所以有人，我们如果跟弟兄姐妹说，哎呀，请你来当执事啊，请你服侍，他说，哦，no，没有感动。
So many of the reason that I I often heard from brothers and sisters who declined to be the deacon of the church is, I'm so sorry, I do not have the burden, or I do not share the burden, so I would rather not to be in that position to be a deacon.
我想我们也很这个感激年长的弟兄姐妹，他们比较多属灵经历，常常教我们说，我们要寻求神的旨意，不要自己肉体出头服事，这是很好的，我们也是非常 appreciate 的。
Yeah, don't get me wrong. What I said is the advice or the sharing from our senior brothers and sisters in our church is right. What I'm saying is correct. Do not always like it work out or get burned out, but rather seek God's will and be patient or be silent, be still before in His presence and seeking His guidance. It is true.
所以一边呢，我们要火热服事，那另外一边说我们。也不要太热心，你要先祷告，要感动。那这两个，有很多人就说，那到底怎么办呢？
And so, yeah, so if I'm putting these two kind of different interpretation, a different approach as far as the sermon is concerned on the slides, it seems there is a clear a contradiction in each other, with each other.
那我希望跟各位交通就是说，圣经里面的真理常常是正反两个都有的，而且是矛盾的，这个叫 paradox 就是似是而非，但两个它都需要的，就像一个飞机，你一个翅膀不能飞，两个翅膀是相反作用力，它才能够往前飞。 是一样的。
So now, this is my take on this, because if you, we examine the Bible as we read through the Bible, there is often a lot of contradictory truth come out. In one of the book, one verse says this, but in another verse or in another book, it says the opposite. But let me tell you, the truth of God or the God's word is always kind of considered as a paradoxy, because it could easily come against each other, but still they come together as truth.
好，所以这两个都是真理。那我们要怎么样子能够来啊，在这个两个的真理里面，又是看起来矛盾的？那我怎么抉择呢？
So, how do we approach this kind of a paradoxy? How do we adopt which way that we want to go?
好，主耶稣对于文士、法利赛人、撒都该人总是怎么样严厉的指责他们？有没有看到圣经里面讲的？你会觉得说，哎呀，主耶稣太不讲道理了，怎么这么严厉呢？
Yeah, so if you read, especially the New Testament or these epistle letters and also the full book of a gospel, you see that Lord Jesus Christ used to rebuke these Pharisees, Sadducees, and also the scribes most severely, rebuking them as if, you know, they're worst of the worst. And so you might just argue that, well, Lord Jesus seemed to be quite hostile towards them.
啊，对一般的百姓，耶稣总是说：“你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧。”
And but on the contrary, as a contradiction, Jesus always patient and gentle to the public or to the people of Israel, and always telling them that your faith has saved you. Now go in peace.
对一个富有的官，年轻的富有的官呢，他说：“我律法通通遵守了，他主啊，我还能够要做什么才能得永生呢？”
And do you remember the story that is recorded in book of a gospel book that when a rich young man approached Jesus and telling him that, dear Rabbi, I have followed all the rules and I've done everything that I could do. What else should I do to have this eternal life?
他说，去变卖你所有的，周济穷人，还要来跟从我。他就忧忧愁愁走了。
And so Jesus tell them that go and sell all your properties and give it to the poor and follow me. And that young rich man, he went away with a great sorrow.
对一个富有的人又做官的要来跟随耶稣就不容易了，还要叫他变卖一切所有的，你说这个难不难？
Yeah, so it seems to me that Lord Jesus Christ raised quite high by to this young rich man who's in a high position and asked him to sell everything that he owns and give it to the poor and followed him. So it's quite, Jesus Christ has raised quite high by to those who are rich and in high position.
在约翰福音的十七章三节里面，耶稣对众人说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And so in the book of John, chapter 17, Jesus telling his followers that, follow me and follow the one who sent me, that is eternal life.
好，那我们现在回到这两个问题，到底我应该是在哪一个真理对我说话呢？
And so now let's get back to this slide once again. There are two different approaches towards a servant or ministry and a church, which seems to be contradictory to each other.
我们教会在这个所谓的啊，我一般教会都有这个对神的工人啊，我们教会的执事们同工，我们每隔六年就要休息一年。
Yeah.
就是我们啊，也是很多教会都是这样叫 sabbatical year，
yeah,
安息年。
Yeah. Yeah. So, for a lot of churches, including this church, deacons actually take one year of a Sabbath every other 6 years. So, in other words, on the seventh year, they take a break. That is called a sabbatical year.
就是我们的确在服事的时候，我们的这个长时间里面，我们的确是家庭、工作、教会，的确是很多的。压力，所以呢，很多时候呢，我们需要休息，免得 burn out， 这是对的，所以我们要寻求神的旨意。
Yeah.
到底我现在服侍的为什么这么甘苦呢？为什么没有什么喜乐呢？那我们就要停下来，
yeah.
寻找是不是神要让我服侍的地方在别的地方。
And indeed, it is true, and it is the right thing to do for the deacons, even the co-workers or the leaders of the church, take a break from their continuous service and ministry in the church. It is really so.
但是对很多的基督徒，很多弟兄姐妹，我们没有什么服侍的，我们怎么样？我们先怎么样？热心的服侍。
But for those who barely or usually don't serve in the church, I would encourage those brothers and sisters to step forward and serve right away.
我记得我刚开始信主的时候，我就是说，哎，到底我能做什么呢？
And I that recall my that kind of brings me back to those early years when I first became a Christian. I used to wonder, what can I do? What can I serve at a church?
我们那个时候是在这个 Newport Way 那个叫 Aldersgate， 就是借美国人的教会，就在 Newport Way 那里。
Yeah, and by the time we do not even own a church of our own. We used to actually borrow a kind of a part of the building where we get together at New Pearl Way.
那因为我们下午聚会，那我们的圣经啊、诗歌都是我们自己的，不是我们都是中文、英文，所以我们就每一次都要搬圣经在招待的地方，圣经跟诗歌本啊，每一次都一箱一箱搬来。
Since we have to have a Sunday worship and there as well, so in order to schedule book a time, we usually have had a Sunday worship in the afternoon. So that means that we have to move all the Bibles, the lyric, the hymnal books, and everything, including the music instruments, down there to have a Sunday service.
那时候我是年轻，我是不是立众的人，从来没有立众过。我是年轻，我就愿意去帮忙，所以我每个礼拜呢，我就是跟招待负责弟兄讲，我都去做招待，然后就帮忙搬。每个礼拜搬三十几岁人搬。 就觉得很喜乐啊，不会觉得重担啊。你就是什么事可以做就做。Yeah,
I was in my early 30s when I first believed in Jesus Christ, and since I was young, but not strong enough though, but I still like to do what I can do. So I offer to make the transportation and to move those books, hymnal books, Bibles, and music instruments down there just to have a Sunday service in the afternoon. And I love to do that and enjoy doing that.
好，所以弟兄姐妹，我给你们的原则就是这样，如果你今天服侍的确是长时间服侍，觉得压力很大，那觉得不知道是不是应该换个服侍方向，那我们的确应该不要太过于热心，稍微留一，稍微把自己在神面前呢先亲近神。但如果我今天是都没有什么服侍，就不管怎么样我就先服侍了，不要问说神是不是要我做这个，你不要问这个问题。So
my approach to the ministries and also the services that you can do at a church is if you've been in your position or if you've been in ministry long enough and you feel like you've been burned out, it's okay. It's a rally to take a break from it.
你如果服侍了一年呢，你觉得不对了。
So if you've been in the service or in the ministry for more than a year or even longer than that, if you burn out, God is somehow sending the signal and you will know that it's about time to take a break. But for those who barely or usually do not come and serve in the ministry, I would encourage you for the first approach, that is not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
好，我想我们今天就交通到这里。希望你们花时间把《罗马书》这本书多读几次。So
that'll be it for today's sharing on Book of Romans, especially on Chapter 7, the past tense and the present tense, that what we have been going through and what we can do in the church. And I hope you would enjoy by reading this book again.
然后不要灰心，你也知道我们现在是暂时 under construction， 在建筑上，最后是要做成一个荣美的。
And do not lose your heart and do not be discouraged. Bear in mind that we're still under construction. And there will be a day that we will be built up as this glorious household for God.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢你，你自己的话，借着圣灵向我们打开。
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for you opening our heart or our inner heart through the Holy Spirit.
我们知道主，你要做的是荣耀的事情。And
Lord, we know that you desire to do this glorious thing.
像保罗说的，我们如今虽然有自战自轻的苦楚，却是为我们要成就将来无比的荣耀。And
like Paul says that although we do suffer at the present time, but we are going to be endowed with this glory, the glory in the future.
为现今这个动荡的世代。 我们都好像对世界失去信心。主啊，但我们知道我们的信心乃是在乎你。
And as we're living in this turmoil of this, in today's world, and oftentimes we lose our hearts and lose our hope. But the part, once again, Apostle Paul encourages that do not lose your heart in the Lord because we shall have faith and hope in you.
主，你祝福你的教会，祝福你的家。
And Lord, may you continue to bless your church and continue to bless your household.
祝福每个弟兄姐妹一周的生活。
And bless in each and every brother and sisters and for their life a week ahead.
让祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.